Vector control. For those of you, vector control, what is it? Well, it's a unit of Cass County government. They make decisions about controlling organisms capable of transmitting disease, like old mosquitoes. They were established in 1988 to control mosquitoes. And the director of vector control is Ben Prather. And he's been doing this for quite some time now. And he joins us now. Hello, Ben.
Good afternoon, Sandy. How are you?
Very well. When did you start taking charge of vector control?
It's been since 2009. I've been the director here at Cass County. Prior to that, I had been a stint down in the Metropolitan Mosquito Control District, which is the nation's largest mosquito control district down in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And prior to that, I was actually working back here in Cass County in Fargo as a seasonal employee, so I've kind of seen it all, done it all.
Yeah. You haven't received any phone calls from angry people who are having trouble with the mosquito population in their backyard, have you?
It wouldn't be a day at Cass County Vector Control without some use of profanity or anger or something discourteous at different times, but, you know, it is part of the job, I guess, and, you know, certainly we know people are very frustrated, and we're doing everything we can to try and get the message across of what's coming down the pipe, you know, when we're aerial spraying, what's happening, what we're doing to use tax dollars. But certainly when you're getting chewed up with mosquitoes, I certainly understand that.
But you know,
get frustrated.
This Ben Prather, there's a nice young man. He's working hard. Yeah. He's conscientious. It doesn't do any good to swear at him. So don't do that.
So people really do. They call you and swear at you. Like what? Okay.
You know, that's only
give
once
us an
twice
example
a year with the with the profanity laced kind of voicemails and things like that. But it's generally just, you know, what are you doing for my yard right now kind of situation, or why should I pay for this service if I'm getting bit up by mosquitoes? And, you know, it doesn't take a lot of people just don't understand, you know, we've been really dealing with these high winds and this rain for the last, you know, 5 days that have really limited anything we could do in terms of getting out and controlling adult mosquitoes. And I don't mean to be a sob story here, but
you're not,
certainly,
but Ben, what do we pay? Don't we pay like a buck, per utility bill for vector control?
It depends on where you live. City of Fargo residents pay $1 per month on the utility bill. Plus, there's a mill levy from the county that we generate approximately $4 per $100,000 of assessed value of your home. So, you know, if you have a $200,000 home, you pay $8 on the mill that comes through your property taxes, and then an additional $12 on top of that.
Well, Larry, Larry Ristvet used to say, I'd pay $10 for vector control.
Well, I'd pay $25 for vector control. If you had more money, could you spray more often, or
you know,
does
not,
more
not
money mean more applications?
Not particularly. You know, you look at the windows of legality, you know, when it comes to this spraying, we're really confined between 1 and 10 miles per hour wind speed and temperatures above 58 degrees, which we have not met that criteria since like last Wednesday.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. So it makes it very narrow. So that's where we focus as much as we can on the larval side and applying this product to standing water. And at times like this year, it certainly isn't a magic bullet. You know, it works a big part of the time, but currently we're struggling a little bit, and we know that, and that's why we're getting the plane up in the air tomorrow when the weather breaks.
All right, very good. One of the things that you do, though, is you trap adult mosquitoes, and tell us what you're finding in those traps, if you would, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Over the weekend, we saw, you know, a reasonable spike. We're above our threshold of comfort of what we identify as a reasonable level for people to, you know, experience out in the environment. So we're at like a 56 count, I want to say, yesterday, and our trap numbers are still coming in from last night. I would anticipate those numbers would have been higher over the weekend had there not been 30 mile an hour plus winds that have been ripping through. Mosquitoes aren't great flyers. They do get kicked around in the wind. So I would probably put us somewhere in reality, in real sense, and maybe someone's backyard into that 75 to 100 range with ease. And in some scenarios, you know, we saw some traps come in over the weekend with a few 400 and 500 mosquitoes over a 3-day total. So certainly some places are feeling the bite.
Are there certain areas of Cass County that are worse than others, Ben?
You know, it's a sprinkling. You know, we have traps that are always high. We have traps that run in the 200 to 300 range, you know, after a half an inch rain, and every other trap in town might be, you know, 50s, you know. So there are certain areas, you know, and it's a lot to do with the foliage, a lot to do with your particulars around, you know, if you're backed up against the Red River or the Cheyenne River, you certainly can expect more mosquitoes. There's just more debris there. There's more, you know, native plants for mosquitoes to hang around in, and that's kind of the environment they like. You go out somewhere like, you know, Osgood or Urban Plains Center, where there's not a whole lot of tree cover or any sort of foliage, broadleaf kind of weeds or anything like that, you're going to have less mosquitoes in those traps. So it is relative, but we use over 20 of these in the metro area here to at least get a pulse on there. And those aren't always perfect either. So
how about the city parks?
City parks, we've been struggling to get out and spray to try and knock down some of the adult mosquitoes in the golf courses and things like that. We had a really big Friday last week. We put out several hundred ounces or, you know, a couple gallons of product. We covered like 800,000 square feet of land on Friday alone with adult control products. And then it rained on us the last couple days here. So that product should stick around. There is residual even with some rainfall, but it definitely reduces things.
Sure.
So we're hustling to try and get those areas covered too, but high hopes for the aerial spray. That is 7:45 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, July 2nd. Airborne Custom Spraying is going to be out. Hopefully we'll be done before midnight. And we're covering the cities of West Fargo, and Moorhead as well is jumping in on this one. So, and that's just for the aerial. And we're doing a bunch of other truck-mounted sprays most likely here too.
So will you spray, like, for example, around University of Minnesota Moorhead for 4th of July?
That is part of their spray block. You'd have to speak with the folks over there. But I looked at their city of Moorhead spray block that was set up through Airborne Custom just yesterday. And they're covering the whole city, I believe, at this point. I couldn't be 100% sure, but I'm in that 90% sure range that the whole city of Moorhead is getting covered tomorrow with the spray as well for the 4th of July celebration.
Any disease transmitting between these adults?
That's not a primary concern at this state. We are still a couple weeks out until we start seeing a lot of our primary West Nile vector, which is the Culex tarsalis mosquito. The mosquitoes that are out right now and that are aggressive and hungry are floodwater mosquitoes. They're not particularly known to spread disease or anything like that. But certainly always wise to carry a can of, you know, deep-containing bug spray on the golf course in the backyard. And this one aerial application coming up tomorrow night at 7:45. Might not be it. You know, we might need to head back out and do some truck mounted sprays in the days following as well. So we're certainly going to keep an eye on that and try and hope for the best, but prepare for the worst, I guess.
Can you unlist your phone number?
I try and talk to everybody who calls in when they do have frustrations and at least try and explain a little bit about maybe the science or some of the legal restraints that we have to observe there.
Sure.
Certainly some days it you get beaten up a little bit and then the mosquitoes chew you up afterwards. So it's a double dose.
Well, it is indeed. Who brought these mosquitoes over here anyway? Do you know the history and where?
I think they were here long before we were.
Sure. One thing you can hope for is maybe there'll be a freeze, you know, in the next couple days.
Yeah, that's the other side of this coldness. We were scheduled to go tonight for the spray for the airplane, but, you know, looking at a high temp of like 59 degrees, it just wasn't happening. So we actually had to postpone until tomorrow.
All right, very good. And, of course, citizens can do their part, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, make sure you're, like I said, wearing a deep-containing bug spray. If you need to be out tonight and you're getting chewed up by a mosquito, definitely maybe change into some long sleeve and pants. Certainly there's an abundance of products out in the market that homeowners can use attached to the garden hose or get a pump sprayer and put out some Tempo or put out some of the products that are, you know, readily available at your local Ace Hardware or Menards or you name it. Those folks are more than happy to help you folks out and identify what things they could do to help improve their barbecue or their night in the backyard.
Right. Very good. Very good. Ben Prather, thank you very much for your hard work at Vector Control and good luck tomorrow night. Hopefully you'll get that aerial spray in. We'll keep an eye on things. Make sure you let us know. We can let our listeners know too.
Absolutely. I think. Thank you, Sandy.